CLTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. President Biya says he has been given the mandate to defend the unity of Cameroon and he shall not fail to deliver on it. Some elderly people drawn from the 10 regions of the country have celebrated New Year's Day with songs and dance at an event in Yaoundé. Eastern Europe's Moldova is threatened by an energy crisis caused by Ukraine's move to stop the flow of Russian gas. Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobor now top the Elite One football championship with 11 points. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. In his New Year message to the nation, President Paul Biya outlined a series of ambitious initiatives designed to improve governance and enhance the quality of life for all Cameroonians. Topping the list of announcements was a special recruitment drive for healthcare workers, signaling a commitment to strengthening the nation's healthcare system. Editorialist and Deputy News Director George Kelong.
It is concrete and the figure is precise. 9,944 health workers are to be recruited over the next 5 years. Not only is the special recruitment announced by President Paul Biya going to reduce unemployment among graduates in the health sector, but more importantly, it will definitely go a long way towards improving patient care. As reports say, the patient doctor or patient nurse ratio in the country still leaves a lot to be desired. Also about employment, President Paul Biya has announced that over 2,500 direct jobs are to be created thanks to the opening of the largest tire production plant in Central Africa at Bipaga in Kribi, which is one of the projects that clearly indicate that Cameroon's industrialization is taking shape. Then to tackle the problem of the deplorable state of the country's road network, decried here and there, the head of state says he has instructed the reorganization of the road fund so that it can be able to mobilize the necessary funding for road construction, rehabilitation and maintenance projects. This as he talks about firm and urgent measures to address governance issues in the sector, in which he has announced the launch in 2025 of rehabilitation projects, including the Bikoko-Limbe-Idnau and the Mutengene-Buya stretches of road. While confirming that presidential and regional elections are to be held in 2025, President Paul Biya says he has ordered that requisite measures be taken to address worries about dual identity, thereby facilitating the acquisition of national identity cards so that Cameroonians can massively register to vote in a Cameroon, which he says will remain one and indivisible in conformity with the mandate given to him. The head of state concludes his message with an assurance to Cameroonians that his resolve to serve them not only remains steadfast, but also it grows stronger by the day as they work closely to address the immense challenges facing the nation.
George Kelong. The president mentioned plans designed to tackle challenges in various sectors of the economy, amongst which is the operation to upgrade water production facilities currently going on in secondary towns. Mr. Biya pointed out that the ambition of the government is to provide quality water in each of the country's localities to meet the expectations of the citizens.
Drinking water supply is another major challenge that the government has taken up in recent years with commendable determination. The commissioning of the drinking water supply project for the city of Yaoundé has significantly improved coverage in this urban center. To further improve access, a campaign to connect 8,000 households to the drinking water network has been initiated in the city. In the city of Douala, the rehabilitation extension of the Japoma waterworks is ongoing, while the engineering studies for the drinking water supply mega project in the city have been completed.
President Biya has highlighted the point that the electorate has given him the mandate to protect the unity of the country and has declared that he will never fail to deliver on that. During his December 31st pronouncements, Mr. Biya called on separatist gunmen to abandon the militant activism in favor of cessation and join the mainstream of the Cameroonian society.
I urge them once again to take up the offer of peace that has been made to them and to lay down their weapons. Hundreds of their comrades have already joined the disarmament, demobilization and reintegration centers and have been trained in different trades for their easy social integration. The fate of the diehard warmongers is unenviable. They will be relentlessly tracked down and will inevitably answer for their crimes.
Prime Minister and Head of Government Joseph Dion Gote says the President's speech is a reflection of his attachment to the ideals of national unity, his dedication to the well-being of Cameroonians, and his constant desire to break new grounds for the economic prosperity of the country. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam captured reactions of the Prime Minister after the President's end-of-year message yesterday.
In the quiet of his lakeside residence, Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gote was surrounded by family, friends, and collaborators throughout the broadcast of the head of state's end-of-year address to the nation, a message which he says reflects the head of state's attachment, first of all, to the ideals of national unity and national integrity.
Those are two issues that are very dear to him since he took over power. He has always insisted that people must move freely. So he has instructed all the services concerned to ensure that this is the case. And he made it clear that national unity will stay. The designs of those separatists will not succeed. The designs of Boko Haram will not succeed.
The PM further thinks the speech also projects the president's firm resolve to maintain Cameroon on the course of economic prosperity through bold economic choices.
It is important to know that we had a 3.8% growth last year, and we expect 4.1% for this year. Some people think that it could even go up to 4.2%. That is so because some of the basic conditionalities that have to be put in place are being put in place, and the foremost amongst them is energy. In the past 15 years, we have put in about 2,500 billion CFA. In the energy sector. The other thing which he mentioned are the progress we are making in the mining sector.
Finally, the Prime Minister says the desire to improve the well-being of Cameroonians through the provision of roads, water, and other facilities also shines through the speech of the head of state.
In particular, the road issue. We've done over 600 kilometers of tarred roads and many more hundreds of kilometers of untarred roads. And he has projected that this will continue in 2025. Health sector. I've been going around the country inaugurating major health institutions which are helping Cameroonians across the board.
Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gote says the speech is one which gives the courage to look at the future with hope. Christian Chiatam, CRTV.
Epulid award ceremonies have taken place across barracks and public squares nationwide, following separate presidential decrees and ministerial decisions promoting defense and security forces to higher ranks. The high point of the celebration was in Tuburu, where the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense presided over an arms-taking ceremony during which soldiers of the 31st Motorized Military Brigade received their epaulettes. Albert Njebonde reports.
Joseph Betty Asomo came in the name of the head of state on this first day of the year 2025, the first of his kind for a defense minister in Tuboro, and the first time Tuboro is witnessing a military ceremony of this magnitude in what looks like the state marking its authority on the land, threatened by cross-border crimes, especially kidnappings for ransom.
Rupo! Elmo!
Lieutenant Colonel Heavy Amuga Vogo, the Chief of Staff of the 31st Military Brigade, commands the troops with officials of the Military Central Command from Yaoundé and members of the life forces of the division watching on. The presidential decrees and ministerial decisions promoting the officers precede the April-led award.
Decree number 2024/632 of December 2, 2024.
The presidential decrees and ministerial decisions read by Navy Commander Sir Cyril Atomfak, head of the Communication Division of the Ministry of Defense, promoting the officers precede the April-led award. Officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers of the rank and file are awarded with the different components of the defense and security forces represented. Lieutenant Colonel Etundi Okafabien is one of the recipients.
This is a great day, the first day of the year. We should thank God, thank the first person of the Republic, His Excellency, Mr. President.
Joseph Beti Asomo leaves Toboro, seemingly satisfied to have had a first-hand appraisal of the security situation to report back to the one who sent him, the head of state. Albert Njiembonde, Guy Joel Noah, on special assignment, Toboro.
After Toboro, Minister Delegate Joseph Beti Asomo moved to Garoua for the same Epaulettes Award ritual, wherein the newly promoted declared their motivation to work harder to meet the expectations of the Commander-in-Chief, Paul Biya. Here are details with Maimuna Njoya.
It was a pure military tradition that was respected at the Rumde Ajia ceremonial ground in Garoua. 45 officers, 155 non-commissioned officers, and 70 rank-and-file soldiers have ascended to higher ranks within Cameroon's army. Representing the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Beti Asomo, followed the solemnity of this military instance and went ahead to affix new epaulettes on the shoulders of promoted officers.
Lieutenant Colonel Lieutenant Sogan Jean-Marc, I'm very grateful today because of this rank. I thank God and I thank my hierarchy.
Colonel Ewodo, I is the policeman. It's about a lot of work I did.
A military parade drew curtains on the 1 hour 30-minute ceremony, and the 2-day walking visit by Defense Minister has thus ended with prospects for a more reinforced implication and dedication of the armed forces in preserving national integrity. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimuna Njoya for CRTV News.
Defense forces in Mayo Saba have been praised for their combat savvy in the fight against the Boko Haram militia, which has restored confidence in Cameroon's ability to protect its territory, especially in affected areas. The forces were praised during a ceremony to award epaulettes to 137 military officers at the 42nd Motorized Infantry Battalion in Mora, from where Sylvester Temkeng reports.
Thanks to the tremendous efforts of the defense and security forces, the spine of Boko Haram has been broken with the gradual return to normalcy in the Mayo Saba Division, one time the theater of terrorist atrocities. Consequently, while awarding epaulettes to the defense forces at the 42nd Motorized Infantry Battalion in Mora, among them 11 officers, 81 sub-officers and 45 lance corporals, they were reminded that amidst the fanfare and jubilation, they must not lose sight of the ongoing fight against terrorism, banditry and other forms of criminality, as it is their mandate to preserve national security and territorial integrity.
Major Asongu Zakius, we can only be grateful to the head of state for having fired in us qualities worthy that motivated my promotion to this rank. Thank you to my hierarchy, my family. It's a motivation to work harder, and I am conscious of the challenges ahead.
As ranking, I'm very happy. I thank the head of state. My high ranking, this has motivated me to work harder.
The recipients threw a military parade in the presence of the senior divisional officer for Mayo Saba, Ludovic Etienne Mboa, the commander of the 42nd Motorized Infantry Battalion, Lieutenant Colonel Kung Ambadian William, and family members demonstrated their willingness to remain patriotic, committed, and responsible in their duties. Mora, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
In Yaoundé, the Epaulettes Awards event took place at the courtyard of the Military Headquarters Brigade and was presided over by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Yves Etoga. Here are details with Ngu Henry.
More than 500 officers, non-commissioned officers, plus soldiers of the rank and file received the new epaulets, promoting them to superior grades during the ceremony at the courtyard of the headquarters brigade. Their promotion followed presidential decrees and a ministerial decision of last December. The newly promoted officers expressed gratitude to God, the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, President Paul Biya, and their hierarchy.
Colonel Darren Okunfunga, and I want to thank God Almighty for this special promotion. It hasn't been easy. I also want to thank the head of state. I want to thank all my hierarchy.
The ceremony that ended with a military march past was presided at by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Eve Etuga, and attended, among others, by the Secretary of State in charge of ex-servicemen and war victims, Kumpa Issa, and Center Governor Nasiri Paul Bear.
We now go over to our Southwest Regional Station for the report on the Epaulettes Award ceremony at the headquarters of the 21st Motorized Infantry Brigade, and that's with Charles Abuno.
A total of 118 members of the Defense Forces have been rewarded by the hierarchy for their outstanding services to the state. They are non-commissioned officers, officers and superior officers, such as colonels. The commander of the 21st Motorized Infantry Brigade, Colonel Louis Onambele, other top brass of the Defense Forces, decorated those promoted. It is a day to remember for those who have changed rank, and they are aware that the hierarchy expects so much more from them. Bacha Jacques Claver.
I am very happy today. I will continue to do my job as usual.
Nke Donald Ben.
Thank you to my hierarchy. I promise to do a very good work to show to my hierarchy that they never made a mistake.
It was a massively attended event with many relatives of those promoted making merry with their loved ones. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Boya.
At a second joint military region, close to 1,000 soldiers, including officers on the rank and file, have received medals confirming their promotion. Madonkwele Bezatie.
Their commitment to ensure the respect of the law and instilling order has indeed been recognized. The officers, non-commissioned officers, as well as rank and file soldiers, each received epaulets, with some promoted to higher ranks. Thanks to the practice of their profession with passion in their respective duty posts in the National Gendarmerie, the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy. While expressing gratitude, the men and women revealed this is a sign for them to remain more than ever devoted and selfless in their roles. Discipline in safeguarding the territorial integrity of the country through the protection of persons and property, they said, remains an important slogan to respect.
Foreign Officer Ediage, Antony Ediage, I'm very happy with the confidence given to me by the President of the Republic, the Minister Delegate, and the Chief of the Naval Staff. I'm very grateful to God Almighty.
In all, close to 1,000 men and women were decorated at the 2nd Joint Military Region in Douala in the presence of its commander, Brigadier General Benoit Eba-Eba, Littoral Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha Diboa, and the commander of the 2nd Gendarmerie Region, Brigadier General Ekongwese Divine Noko. Madonkwele Bizatie, CRTV News, Douala.
The Epaulette Award ceremony at the 9th Military Sector in Bafoussam was conducted by Colonel Mezuizo Eli, with the recipients promising to stamp out terrorism and acts that promote insecurity. Eric Langmiawufo.
There were 104 recipients in total, and amongst them officers and non-commissioned officers, one of them promoted to the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. Fonga Tengen Henry has affirmed that the promotion obliges him to be more devoted to defending the territorial integrity of Cameroon.
Cameroon remains one and indivisible, and we are the ambassadors to champion that particular unity. This calls for more sacrifice, even to the highest, which means our life, our blood. We are ready to see that Cameroon remains the center of peace in the sub-region and in the continent.
The commander of the Baham Gendarmerie Brigade, Mebunis Daniel, who has been promoted to the rank of major, has been championing crackdown operations on the cultivation and sale of marijuana in some major towns of the West Region.
This is a mark of confidence on the part of the high command, and this calls for more devotion in the battle against criminality in our areas of command.
The Epaulettes Award ceremony was presided over by Kene Mezuzo Eli, the commanding officer in the West Region. Eric Langmia Wufo, CRTV News, Bafusam.
21 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to CRTV News. The Minister of Public Health has saluted the special measures put in place by health facilities across the country to respond adequately to emergencies linked to the effervescence that comes with the celebration of New Year's Day. Dr. Manauda Malachi was speaking in Yaoundé this morning at the end of a tour of some hospitals which started last night.
First of all, I want to say Happy New Year to the Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya, to the Prime Minister, Head of Government, and all Cameroonian and health personnel. Yesterday, I was in the field to see what measure has been taken to ensure that if we have cases, we are going to take care of them in our hospital. And I'm very satisfied because I think Cameroonian has done a very big job to sort of prevention and sensitizing the population, which has been done by our armed forces and by the administrative staff and all Cameroonians. I will say that our church has done a very good job also.
Two people, including a 17-year-old boy, died in an accident this morning at the Longkak neighborhood in Yaoundé. Eyewitness reports say a Toyota Corolla car driving at top speed bumped into passers-by, killing one of the victims on the spot and injuring several others. Three occupants of the vehicle were rushed to hospitals in critical condition. Police have opened investigations to determine the cause of the accidents and allegations the driver was drunk. Some elderly people drawn from the 10 regions of Cameroon have celebrated New Year's Day with songs and dance at an event full of laughter in Yaoundé. It was organized by a humanitarian organization called Living Alternatives for the Aging, known by the acronym LAFTER, founded by philanthropist Elizabeth Mofo, that caters for the needs of people aged 60 and above, displaced persons, and refugees. George Mwam.
Veteran Makossa artist Ben Degan, thrilling a crowd of cheerful elderly persons who turned out in Yaoundé for the New Year feast in fulfillment of a promise he made to them, as explained by one of the laughter coordinators, Adeline Bayou.
Ben Degan came here a few months ago and he promised that the 1st of January 2025, you come specially here for the elderly and sing for them because there are so many activities here that can help them.
For over 3 hours, he kept a cross-section of the elderly persons on their feet with bars of music from his rich repertoire in order to give them a swell time.
Studio Sylvia, no, we have come to join with our colleagues to say Happy New Year to each and everyone. We appreciate Madame Elizabeth for what she has done for us to really come out on a New Year Day, and also thanks like we used to do when we were young.
The beauty and charm of the event enchanted newcomers like Angot Nicodemus, who has now decided to officially join the Living Alternatives for the Aging Home.
Here is laughter, no stress. When you come here angry, you become happy. It's my first day that I've come, and I've continued coming because it makes elder people become young.
At the end of the event, assorted gifts were distributed to the senior citizens in order to make them feel special and loved.
Abroad in Europe, Ukraine has refused to extend a transit agreement with Russia's Gazprom company, thereby stopping the flow of Russian gas through Ukraine. While Kiev calls the New Year's Day move historic for halting the return flow of cash to fund the full-scale invasion of the country, neighboring Moldova is at the risk of an energy crisis on account of it. In sports, Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo have taken over the reins of the Elite One Football Championship with 11 points after their 1-0 win against Stade Rennais of Melun in one of the delayed day 5 fixtures of the competition. In the other delayed day 5 games, AS Fortuna of Fou defeated Union Sportive of Douala 2-0. The leaders, Colombe Sportive of the Jal Lobo, are followed on the league standing by Gazelle FA of Garoua with 10 points. Defending champions Victoria United, Opopo, for one people, one power, occupy the third spot with 10 points. At the bottom of the table, Eglo Royal of Mungo ranks 15th with 2 points, alongside Young Sports Academy of Bamenda with 2 points. The sixth day of play kicks off in Garoua with Cotton Sport hosting Astro of Douala and Gazelle facing Eglo Royal of the Mungo. CRTV News.